speaking to somebody yesterday about Mitzvah, about learning hacking your shit today. The makom that's in the kabbalas by metalim is that the mission of Yizayin and Beis brings down the notion of oris l'avdav, to give oris skin to be worked by the cannery, or kain l'chavis, or objects to be washed. The law is Beishamah, it says one can do it on Shabbos. Then Beishamah, the Mishnah, you go do it. Has to be given to the cleaners that's able to be done and clean it before Shabbos. Says they still in the Mishnah. No, again, it's Im HaShemesh. As long as it takes it out of the house of the Yid, it's Im HaShemesh. You give it right before Shabbos. What's the case? Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai explains Tosfos in Daf Yutet. The case is the case of Korban. It's a set amount. And therefore, Beis Hillel says, once it's Im HaShemesh, what the diet of the Nafshik Ka'ovah. Beis Shammai agrees to the diet of the Nafshik Ka'ovah, doing it for himself. So what's the answer? Remember the Shluchot that Mephoshim explained? It looks like an act of Shluchot. So first you have Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, but all Metalchim, what's Halacha? Beis Shammai says today, Shiyatsu Moed Yoyim. Beis Hillel says, Im HaShemesh. Avadu Yipasim Lachol Maisel, like Beis Hillel, Im HaShemesh. A similar sugya in Daf Yutet, discussing the case of a ger, it's the case of a letter over there. The Gemara discusses sending it through a goy. What comes out, the Maskot of the Gemara, the three levels, three cases sending a ger through a case of an Ofri. One is the case of Kotzat, you give a set amount. The second case is Loi Kotzat. The Kriya Beit Doyar is a postmaster, whereas the Taz of Mishmud is a postmaster there. Or a third case, the most common case, is not Kotzat, not a Sanamat, but like Kriya Beit Doyar, there's no postmaster over there. So to go through each one of three different levels, first level case was Kotzat, there's a set amount over here, okay, we pass like Basil, and therefore the Lokta Isra should be Im HaShemesh. However, the Mishmud has four Tznoyim into when to have the Lokta of Kotzat that's Mutter. First, he says, the law is you cannot give it to him on Shabbos. You can only give it to him on Erev Shabbos, Im HaShemesh. A second thing he says is that you cannot take it out of the bias of Yisrael. He calls Losh Narambam, the Aloch Narambam, that it cannot be coming out of the house of Yisrael. It has to be ready, given to the guy, has to be his already. A third thing is, you cannot tell him to go on Shabbos. He's Kotzat, a Dait Nafshei. It cannot be Mitzavim to go on Shabbos. Mishpura explains in Simon Shem Zion, that means even on Sunday, you cannot tell him to go on Shabbos. You cannot tell him to go on Shabbos. However, the Mishpura does bring down the Shabbos at Beis Yosef. Let's say you give it to him on a day on Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, and he can do it whenever he wants, and the guy says he's doing it on Shabbos, that's Beseder. That's a Daitan Afshari. A guy be told he is doing it on Shabbos, that's okay. The law says you cannot tell him to go do it on Shabbos. A fourth night, tonight, he says, even if you give it to him, let's say on Thursday, and you tell me you want to make sure it's there by Sunday, and the only way for it to be done on Sunday is also by forcing him to work on Shabbos, to travel for 3 days. It's also absurd. It's Kain you're telling him to go do it on Shabbos. Again, he did not tell him, but since you have Be'etim forcing him to go do it on Shabbos, that's Nichol Nisr. That means, again, a Kotzat that's Mutter, we are looking for Klolim, cannot be given to him on Shabbos, cannot tell him to go do it on Shabbos, cannot be the house of Yisrael, cannot force him to go do it on Shabbos. Now, Lachmur, we mentioned last time, the idea of forcing a guy to work something on Shabbos, the Mishmur brings down in the Taz, Lachmur, there's a problem, you cannot force him. Now, the case of the Mishmur is that even though technically he does not have to do it on Shabbos, but the only way he cannot do it on Shabbos is working through the night, there's an oinus of working through the whole entire night, then the Mishmur, that's in essence, telling him to work on Shabbos. That means, for example, give a car to the mechanic, the only way it can fix the car before Shabbos is working at 3 in the morning. That, the Mishmur says that Nechal Gedeh forcing on Shabbos is not working 3 in the morning. Building upon that, we discussed 3 other cases. One case is not he has to work the night. The case, he can work a couple of hours at night. He can work just closing the shop at 5 o'clock and close the shop at 7 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night. Is that Nechal Gedeh on the Mishmur? A similar case we discussed, that's closed on Sunday. You can open on Sunday. Some people open on Sunday. Is that Nechal Gedeh on the Mishmur? We have Machlokes HaPoyis. The Moshe want to be Mekel, others want to be Machlokes. But the Messiah says to you, Michael, But we mentioned another case over there. Let's say purely bedaita de nafshe. He himself says he's not working at these times. The example, the way out worked on the Shemir Shabbos, bet some every store is open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He says, I'm not going to be around. I'm going to out of the city. I'm going to a wedding. I won't be only open on Saturday. Or the way that Archa Shabbos brings down the case where he's giving in a car to the mechanic. Mechanic says, there are 9 cars in front of you. Your cars come out on Shabbos. Those cases, they came along and they want to be machin the Shemir Shabbos, the Archa Shabbos. Hashiyah, before Shemir Shabbos, not the way over here. He's saying over here that he gives the guy this letter. The guy tells the Yid, I'm going to take the letter on Shabbos. Says the Mishmur is Mutter. Mishmur says Mutter quoting in the Beis Yosef. Why is it Mutter? What's the Kimto over here? What's the case over here? What's that one over here? That's the guy saying, I'm tired. I'm busy. I'm not doing it. Whether he's saying case, I don't want to and I can't. In essence, it's a case before. This is certainly a case where he's personally saying, you do whatever you want. But the guy's saying, I'm not. I'm not traveling until Shabbos. I'm not doing that. And as I said, we're still at Smotar. You could give me a right, even the case which working extra hours or working on Sunday, which the Olam maybe doesn't work. Stop playing, maybe it's a right even to our Moshe. You can stop playing back and forth. But in a personal case, that's Mamash and Mishmur over here. Mishmur's case, I gave a guy to go take the letter. He says it's up to my, whatever I want, to Mishmur. I'm saying I'm doing it on Shabbos at Smotar. The Mishmur that's saying this idea over here. Of Kohen Gimel, that you see the idea of doing a Daik from Nashe, Gami's telling you during a Shabbos, close the case that's Mutter.
Everyone's closed on Sunday.
That you could say maybe you don't call right from Mishnah Berurah. That's Machlokes. If he's the only one, that's what Mishnah Berurah is saying. He's telling him, why is he saying I'm only doing on Shabbos?
That
you could say, Moshe's Mekel. Tiny and Rai, Mishnah Berurah, that would be the point. Labdaf, you have a right. But the case was personal. What's the case of the Mishnah Berurah over here?
What's the case where it's not Mustaber that's going to happen, but...
No, so, the Mishmur's case, if he has forced to work 3 in the morning...
Not forced, you don't know when the truck leaves, but it's not leaving every 2 minutes.
The Daikin option is up to him.
You just put a FedEx package and send the FedEx on Friday morning, you know that you missed the truck, it's not coming until you're overnighting it.
So we get to overnight, we get these cases.
So you can send it right now, I'll make it for
Shabbos.
Why not?
No, that would be back to Moshe's Machlokes. That case would be, we know he's not working in his normal thing, that would be a Shiloh. Right. Yeah, I said, look, you can even argue points, it's right to Moshe, who cares? Right? I said, you can even argue. No, but he himself, that's not right to Moshe. No one does that way. It can't be forced. A force is not the word. That's forced to tell them to do a Shabbos. That's just the word, you know. It's a word. We have to answer this word somehow.
I understand.
So
maybe it's not
that it's working. Could be your right from these words. That's the question. You're being right over here. That I can hear. Yesh lo mi kan lekan. But personally, what's the case over here discussing? But the second level here, in the case of Lloyd Kartatz, you have over here a postmaster. So again, we have a Machlokes Beisil Beishamai. Beishamai says, Kidei Sheyegia LaBeisai. Beisil says, the Gedus, Kidei Sheyegia LaBeisai Sot Kuchaymo. Now there are two main questions among the Kalachoinim, Shoinim. What's the get over here of, we're discussing, the bias coming from Kuchaymo. Where exactly is this bias? Meaning, yeah, one question is, we're discussing here the ear that you're sending from, or sending to, for example, let's say I'm sending a letter from New York to Toronto. So we're discussing here that has to reach the highest level of Kochaymo. We mean the place we're sending from New York? Or do you mean the place we're sending to? Do you mean the highest level of Kochaymo, meaning Toronto? One question. A second question among the Gedolei Achronim, does it mean that when we say the highest level of Kochaymo, it means the one that's closest to the Kochaymo, or the one that's furthest? It means the Kulo, or the case of the Kochaymo over here? So these questions, Batim, again, the Rosh Hashanah discussing the first question about what does it mean, the place you send to or from. So Rashi writes in the Sugya, Rashi writes, unless you're sending to Toronto, means you have to get to Toronto. You have to get to Toronto, the Torah says that way. That's the Magaram, Mishpul, the passing is to Toronto. Maisel, what's the Das of the Rambam? Make sure to bring down the Das of the Rambam. So the Das of the Beis Yosef, there was the Meribah Rav, there was the Advaz, the Beis Yosef of Ralnach, who was the Gedolei Achronim, the Zman Beis Yosef. They all four Be'etim argue this point. The Meribah Rav was a couple years older than Beis Yosef. He was giving once a shiur in the Beis Knesset, shul on the Rambam. He was shiur on the Rambam. That was in the Mishnah Berurah those days. And the Rambam Halacha L'Maaseh. So he says, what shadow bearer? It means the place that you're sending from, and not the place that receives it, meaning New York. Singing that shir over there, it was the Malnach. He was at the shir. And he was camping. Get his night. The consul is not shadow bearer. Last he said, he waited for them to finish there. They finished davening. The Kaddish was not arguing with him. B'chorom. The Reber Abs are fighting back. B'chorom. Mamash would been risking their ice in the Beis Knesset over there. Now, what's the loch? The place he sent to is sent from Dasir Rambam over there. Maisa Maranach and Zof, he says, you know what, if anyone can find me any parasampa, any rishon, any sefer that says the shadow here is the idea that he's sending from, not to, they'll give the anim and soul nun prokim, not so much of this, but sounds like a lot. The Imam is very shocked, the look is we're sending the place we receive, not the sending. The Maisa, who disagrees with him, Beis Yosef, except of course Beis Yosef was not a sefer out yet, so he couldn't mean that as a right, get no prokim. The Vaz disagrees, also was not out yet. They get the same door. The big Mavuch, what Shana Rambam is, this Maranach is what happened to the Maghavan by us. He just sends you over there to this tube over there. Mamash, a big fight. What Shana Rambam? So actually, whether Mahalach the Rambam one way or the other, the sending or the receiver, my supposed come anyway, go, Maghavan points out that we pass in like Rashi in the tour, that the look is that we go after we place the receiving, not the sending over here. In these tubes over here, also they're arguing the same point. What does it mean the idea of some lachaymo? Does it mean the kula chumma, the first house or the last house? The way the river Abbot is custom means that the house is furthest away, has to get to that area over there. That's how the Beis Yosef seems to go there at Vav. After the Shema, while not from there, unfortunately, written the Sukkah says, Makarit, the one that is the closest to the city over there. He wants to bring a riot, something you call a riot. The Machalik Beis Yosef, Beis Shammai says, what it has to be till it gets to the person. He's saying the place is Rachel, because it's furthest away. That means Beis Hillel will be more machmir than Beis Shammai. And that's not one of the things that's counted in Mishnah. Beis Hillel is more machmir than Beis Shammai. But it must be that it's Pekeret. Beis Hillel means the one that's closest. That's how the Mishbura went from the Maghavram, from the Shalanach, the one that's closest. That means that we have two questions. The place can go to a place that you send to, that means to Toronto, let's say. And it means the house is the closest to you. However, the Mishbura says on condition that you're not sure where this postmaster is. So if you know he is further away, and you know the Maishi is very far, about to go after where we know exactly where he is. The Swarish boy, they explain, if you go to Mishpura, Esim, it's the Graz, Esim is written for the Sugyo, what's the whole reason to make him go to the first house in the city to go find the postmaster? What's the reason? The Swarish is written, you know why? It's a dinner we have to clean the Kula, so go on the Kula. We're not sure if he's in the first house, the last house, get you up on the Maishi will be Maishi. If so, now the Mishpura makes a lot of sense, the Shaitin in, says, but if we do know he's not here, about every Machmer. How far we know where the postmaster is? Well, so that's again the second level of Lord Chatzan. Yes, they one entwine one with the other. The third ghetto here is Lord Chatzan, Lord Kivetoyar. There's no set amount, not sure exactly he's getting, if there's no postmaster over there, that's a big friend in this place. So what's the lock in that case? Come on, the lock is Osir. Osir. Now the question is, we have to understand that all metalim, any metalim you go give to a person to go work with on Shabbos as kablonis, the lock of the ma'isa is that it could be given a shemesh and mutter. So why do we have the ma'isa being machmir for? Why are we machmir for? So we held the Mishmur bring down. Since he says that you're not going to go find where the Beidoyer is, you're not going to find where he is, and therefore he start looking around and he has a ksav yad of Yisrael that he wrote this letter over here. Therefore, it looks like a loch over here that you are shliach of Yisrael, master gishluchai. Therefore, you have a chumam yuchid and a loch beyabay dar. The question of chumam over here that does not look like it looks like Yisrael standing on Shabbos, therefore, you have a problem. Now, this chumam over here, though, when we machmer, when you read the Brisa on the Daf says, you cannot send an Erev Shabbos. However, on Wednesday and Thursday, the mindset is mutter. Can we pass on the Wednesday and Thursday, the mindset is mutter? You would like for it, Beidar. So come on, the Beis Yosef points out that it's not worth on local mice, not in the Rambam, not in the Rif. It sounds like a loch is always also even Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's the mice in the Chav Pasuk is also even on Sunday. I tell Hashemi, mice in Rosh says, no, the loch is a rice. It says, Erev Shabbos can be also Mephi Yishmukhoi. Mashag in Wednesday, there's the mice can be Ketan Smotr. The way of the Mishmur Pasuk is, he says, that Mavokh Matzarek, the Mo Pasuk, Mavokh Matzarek can be Mekel on Erev Shabbos. Mavokh Matzarek, a person can be Mekel. Now the way I'm going to point out, this halacha to be machmer, unless the mokum atzeres, is only a case where maybe he won't be able to find the person. If you know, you send a letter on Sunday, it takes one day to get there, and you know by within 2 days, the postmaster will find the person, the postman will give it to him, no charge, everything is mutter, and on Sunday. The only case is when you're not sure, then there's a LVM, that's the Bishkuchai, therefore we will ask it over here. Now, if you analyze the halacha, the Mishpuch is very clear, it's a Kohen Hei, so this halacha being machmeh is only by letter. That it says two things, not by chvesim, any keli, any object given to Goy, the halacha is given on our Shabbos, no problem, as long as you can finish it before Shabbos, it won't be any in over here. And number two, he says, Dafka v'ksav yad of Yisrael, ksav yad of Akum, there's no message of Shluchai. Why? Because she over here, very clearly, it looks like a Goy's letter. Now, what does it mean a Goy's letter versus a Yiddish letter? They point out either it can be written in Hebrew, that looks like a Jewish letter. But when the case was written in another language, with the return address it says upon the person's name, it says Goldberg or Schwartz, I think that Jewish name, that certainly is also. They do discuss what says Damas is a name, you're not sure if it's Jewish or not. So I think the Masham Maisi is not sure about it. Another time the Maisi wants to be Machmer, like the name Stillman. Who has a Jewish name like that? Now maybe he's like Klein, maybe he's Mutter. Otherwise, in general, the law is the core. If it's Nick and it's exactly so, look, sometimes there'll be a problem over here. Now, if you think about it, it needs Havon over here. We're saying a case with Lord Kotzat Osir, and we're having with Kotzat, there's no problem. Kotzat, no problem. But what happened in the case of Kotzat? Imma Shemesh Maisa's Mutter. Why the Maisa's Mutter for? The guy's sending a letter, has the name of Yisrael on top of it, it's written in Hebrew over here, and everyone sees Melchik Yishluchai. What's the Chilbin? Loy Kotzat and Kotzat? Loy Kotzat the Maisa? What's the law that's Osir? I can finish beforehand. The law is anything that's Loy Kotzat, I can finish both Idiot and Maisa's Mutter. El Maisa Gemarasayin. Marasayin, that's why it's also. So why is Kotzat any better? It's still Marasayin. It looks like a case over here that he's still sending it. What's the committee Kotzat like Kotzat? So the long Yara Prime will be on the page, Kotzat Shukalarach, yeah, he's doing Mara. And he ends with Fidu Magavram Mishru, he said Tzarachim. He's going to Magavram, but Fidu Chesed Mishru, he said Tzarachim. Not clear what the Chilik over here is. Maisa, the way that Orchel Shukalarach, he wants to explain, he said when a person is Kotzat, it's practically the way how the Glei works. It means he has a set amount. You won't exactly run around to go find where the postmaster is. You won't go tell people, I have a letter, show people where should I go, where the postmaster, where can I give it to. So you won't be eating that much, and therefore for that reason, it won't be really that method of Yishlukari. Masha'enke, guys, like Kotzat. He's trying to get his money over here, it'll be eating so much, and if people knew when did, where is he, when did he come, show a person the letter, talk about a lot, and they will see this letter over here. Therefore, since he sees it and sees the letter written by a Jew over here, method of Yishlukari, they sent him to go do on Shabbos. No, but again, you won't be eating so much to ask people. He knows the postmaster wants to be over here. He's not here. Oh, next day again, who cares? He doesn't really care. He doesn't care if it gets done. He got paid already. He got his contract already. Again, eventually, that's our first one says. That's the Chiddush also. Maisi Yad HaFam, not like Tzorkin. If Sharmin Maisi quotes it, he doesn't like it. It's all from the singing over here. You want to tie now, because if there'll be Megalus, Loi Kotzat, together, in fact, the Loi Kotzat ends the idea here of a Marisayin, there you have a Bayam, Etrus Kotzat, and a Lopesh Mimotor. Which again, it's very hard, again, before if you just read the Magarabah Meshua in Swarishway, it's very tedious what the Chilk will be between Loi Kotzat and Kotzat. So, if you're safe, all them should be a case of Marisayin. And this is a lot of discussing when you're sending it to a, with a guy, to the postmaster. Let's say you send it to the guy to go give it to your friend. That's the postmaster in the other city. What's the lock in that case? Should be shrubbing down the Taz when I run back in the back that says to you, Machmer? I'll tell Hashem, he does bring down in Oilu Shabbos. The China is the only reason to be make of the Achilles when you send it to your friend, because when you send it to your friend, I might say, if he doesn't find him, he's not going to look looking for him. He's not going to, the chance of finding him is very slim. So he won't go look for what message you should look like. When he sends the Beit Dara, he's supposed to be here, and everyone knows about it. They may be icing much more, be making more of a fierce in the care that the Yid, they're working for the Yid. The Shmuel Maisa said, the Gamma Tzmachlogi Stas and Mogavon want to be Makar, points out that the new Rebbe Nechanal that came out called Chaim's Times, Maisa is very Tilak on the Shabbos, and something your friend, the Maisa should be Kate that's Mutter. So Adka one says on the page, as a follow, these are the three levels over here. This makes it practical in the care first to our letters. Now, I know that everyone here doesn't send letters. Generation, my days you used to have a thing called letters. You had a letter, an envelope, you had a stamp on top of it, the post office, you send it, then have something called email, it's fine. I feel so old. But so when I was in the Shiva, we actually sent letters to our parents, they wrote letters back to us. The question was, could you go send it on Friday? So, first, in the case, is that enough to get a kotz or loy kotz? So, we're ready for the Shiva Sakhman onwards, all point out that having a stamp or the idea that you pay the post office before and the van definitely get a chazanis. Once they get a kosher, the mice and lock his motor with the four klalim. Can be done on Shabbos, can tell them go do it on Shabbos. Otherwise, for our getter, our letters, the mice and lock on chazanis. Now, there is a seconding once sending it, and they tell me there are certain communities, like in Lakewood, that not only do you send letters, but also you can put it in the mail, your own mailbox, and you put the flag out, and the guy will take it out from the mailbox. Kach Shemati, the Vesor, the Lavi, the Sotsan Hoko, they can take it out. Yeah, that's there, right? Monty also? Fine. The guy picks up from your mailbox itself. Not just like in New York City, there's a big box that everyone puts it inside. Right? Everyone goes to the corner, puts it inside, it's there already. In Lakewood, the Maestro, they're taking it, Monty, they're taking it mamish from your mailbox. They get him out with really clear two questions over here. One means on the Indian of Sebastian Yisrael, who owns the mailbox. It seems to be Rav Huchel exactly owns it. If the Medina owns it, the post company owns it, or the person who has mailbox owns it. That's what interesting Shalom, not for the Matthias, who exactly owns it. The other question is, of course, when you put out the flag and the guy comes on Saturday, go pick it up on this day, are you telling him to go work for a Yisrael? And Allah, one of the Kolom is, even as Kotats, you cannot come to go do Malach for you on Shabbos. So Maestro, or Yitzchak, of a body who lives in Lakewood, he writes about this, and some Chabon also writes this, Maestro saying it's Motor. The big of the time is, he's not working for you. He's working for the Medina, Adait Nafshikovat. He might say, no shaykhis for you. He's working for their office. And then he doesn't care what exactly you do. What you put out your flag, don't. For example, Varaya, if you want. But then when they're just not in the mood of coming, or due to the weather, or whatever they're in, they pass by you because they don't feel like it. It's fine. You can't even want them. There's no one to talk to. And nothing can happen. If they're working for the company, nothing to do with you. That's why they want to tighten out the smolter. Now, this is again to reg letter. However, let's say you do something that's they call overnight, or UPS, or Federal Express, things that are door mayor. Is that going to be officer motor? So, a partial office wash, but you think when you send it on Friday, and it gets the person the next night, overnight, gets the Shabbos, office wash, but should be officer. Why are you telling them to work for your own Shabbos? And therefore, the national client of Sharm, and others say, the mice office wash should be its officer. However, come on, they come from different avenues to be make a full pop of circle. Number one, the Yeshua Siakov already discussing this. He says, first of all, the idea of telling a guy to do something for you might be also. We'll get to look at Simon Shazayin. What happens if you tell one guy, and one guy tells another guy to go do it for you? What they call Amir Lamir, Amir Lanafri, and now you tell Lanafri, you tell one Nafri, and one Nafri tells the other Nafri. You know the Akhwarinim? The Chavasiyah is Mitzadim to be Mekel. Mishbuah brings down the boys, Kishuni, the Maitis to be Machmer. Mishbuah does end up the Sefer Chaim, the Tzara Gadol. Has to go to the person the Meister can be Mekel. The way the Shos Yaakov before the Mishnah brings down the Tzara Gadol, the person can be Mekel. In Syria, said the Shos Yaakov, over here the case of Shvush to Shvush, or Shvush to Shvush, and Amir Lamira, the Meister wants to be Mekel. And therefore, the newest place from his firm go, they want to send something overnight that's important. That Tzara Gadol, they have to go to the one Tana, I think the cloud is when you give it to the teller in the post office or the UPS place, or wherever it is. He's not the one driving the car, he's not the one flying the airplane, he's not the one traveling. He's giving it to somebody else, and that's called a Amir Lamir. And therefore, they want to say, Amir Lamir, sir, go to the Maestri, can you, Michael? Now, what practice today, any of the fields are go to, I don't think they do it anymore through mail. Anyway, usually it's through email. But actually, if there's such a mid season, is a sir, go to the court, this is what you, Michael. Oh, it's taking a while. They say if it's 2 days, but Shark, we don't up to them, that's not say. They'll be more difficult. Then again, well, shall if they
give
want
their
yes, cut that.
What? No,
giving
they can do it
in
1 day. That's
what you get in the $1.
You're not
paying. Fine, so as long as it's still that's an they can do it the day they want. Take them 1 day, they're not forcing themselves in 1 day. That's one story. They do point out the first, the words of the Shvus Yaakov is two things, Amir Lamir and a Shvus to Shvus. The question is where exactly, Factor Minister Sitzkov, where the Shvus to Shvus. One Shvus to Amir Lanafi, where's the second Shvus over here? Tzara Gadol doesn't like that. Before the Shvur, where the second Shvus is, the Eichel Yitzchak points out, a good cloud to know, is that when you take something from one Shvus Yafid to another Shvus Yafid, Derech Shvus Rabim. What is that? Is that the Rabbon or the Eichel? Making the place to pass into the Rabbon. Therefore, to get the Kalam and to get to Amir Lanafi, to be Mekel and the Rabbon, the case of one Shvus Yafid to another Shvus Yafid, for example, once my mishpacha, they forgot to bring the pekulach to the ochrach. So those were kind of different. The klal covered the brius. On the side, different klal covered the brius. Lachas was by rabbanon. Can we make it? So you went to Rav, I went to the Rav, I told him before this mishpacha is called a Briyat, the Rav knew the mishpacha. He said yes. And every time he could go from in the Flatbush, where there was no air then at all. And he said, go take it from Bushus Yachad, go walk in Flatbush to the Gai and take it to the Shul. Why? It shows the Shul's Mokim Kavad Briyat, my sister's motor. So we have this idea that the Briyat, the Chor taking letters is Shul's Shul's. There's no cure to the Akhenish Rabbin.
That's
the car. Oh, so yeah, that means that's just called Shmos Yaakov. That's Shmos Yaakov, because that's the use of the point down the Urpa Shabbos is today, the Chor, we're talking about cars and planes and even electric cars, the Chor has gas inside and combustible engines, and talking about the races over here. For the Swarish way that the Shmos Yaakov himself says, that we live here with the Shmos to Shmos. Is not that so, not true. The mice may point out, come on, Rafal, he says not only that, stabilize even motor. Even out of the Tzarek Kadawai, why? The first of all, number one, only Mabashurim, you're not just taking yours, taking all things with it. Yishul Mabashurim, you have one. Number two, he says, Amir Lemira, which again, Mokkim, Hefzik, the Kalas, we make all. Number three, it's interesting, the Mishnah Brewer, the author of the Simon Shazayin, what's the look of Amir Lemira on Erev Shabbos? On Erev Shabbos. Those one time, it's some safer. One said, Mice is Mortar, come Mishnah Brewer, bring down the radical base, it's not the way. And number four says the Rafalki wants a tiny since that's the Sage of the Medina, that's how things might to work over here. Who comes from Prima Gonomel Win Vishnu Zion, you show them what it means. One time is not Nichol being your Shliach, he's either working for the company, for the Medina, and then one time Lamaisa is Mutter. So again, so even though you start collecting the technical aspects of the Shos Yaakov, Mice of Ikis Ramas I'll have some rubber sorry called the Kami Makel. Rafalki wants to say even Stamazoi can be Makel. I see with some bottom also brings down this Malach, maybe can we make all Stamazoi. But well, Maisa certainly than the Hoka, the Oilum seems to make one on the Sarek Godel, you always left with Holopox and Miro Lamiro. Again, the head of Shwashi Shwashi Shalom applies today, because our client may be back and forth what the Loka is. Or for Shabbos on Tiny Maisa, you tell that Tiny is not only Mabashir, but it's not true. It stops by your house, that's pushing the brake over there, it's starting the gas over there. Why don't you answer this question? But the Holopox is, you have a case of Miro Lamiro, Sarek Godel, the place can say you can't be make one. Anything. That's overnight. That you're telling them you're paying extra money to do it on Shabbos. Most letters you're not paying extra. Any package, any letter, anything you said. What? No, you know, so you want to say something called Seder Medina, something set up that way. Nothing to do here. That's their system, not your system. Shabbos would be vulnerable here.
You don't think. The question is how to look at it exactly.
He's at work for you. The same idea. It's like the postman working for Medina. He's working for the company. Nothing to do with you. The Maestro Arko Shabbos says, let's say you give it to him and you make an agreement not to work on Shabbos. He said, you told him that works. The Maestro said, the agreement was to work on Shabbos. Fine. That's only geared to a guy. What about if a Yid works in the post office? What happens in that case? That means in Eretz Yisrael, you don't work here. So the way the stipends were ten Arko Benu or Shlomo Zalman Shmuel Shabbos says sending from America to Eretz Yisrael or vice versa. And one time, if they're working on Shabbos, which again, if the Matthias, they say supposedly the post office are closed here on Shabbos. But on the side, they're open. Or the way Nemesal says, time of emergency or Shabbos Choma, they are open on Shabbos. In those cases, the Chor send a letter, the environment has a secret lift neighbor. Nothing to Matash Shlichos, lift the Aver Mitzayah. And causing you to do Malach Lamais on Shabbos, it will be a case that's also here.
That's different than the Nash, they do whatever they want for sure.
You lift neighbor, so what? It's nothing to do with the. It's you're causing them to do Malach on Shabbos. If you're causing them to do Malach on Shabbos. So they do get involved in the. Two girls get involved in the Sayaya by a mummer, what's the Locha? Anyway, we'll do this letter, we'll do the other letter, who really cares out of it? You want to. Moshav Chak can be Megal. This one might be very stark against it. You cause them to do Malach on Shabbos. Building upon that, they get involved with. What happens in the case? Let's say one sends something to New York, and there's a meet of Jews working in that area. Like means in Eretzol, I'll be really Muslim on my side Yidden. What happens in the case with a meet of Yidden working in New York City? What's the law in that case? So they point out, first, Matthias wise, Yish Lodin, you know that so, that there are Jews only working there. We mentioned already, I think, last week. So much of the truth about this is that I'll be really, they're going, I'll be Chesbin, you cannot answer it. Maisi does end up going to be Machmer. So I'm close, sorry, sending the place for the Jews, I'll be Chesbin, Jews are Maisi working there. He says, and the Liashim says, and the Sharmim, both the Devek Chachamim, they bring down the Maisi Roy to Machmer. Now they do get involved, the Shalom mentioned last time. The Chor, one you have a call over here, Kol Kavor Kemechza Mechza. You have a subject of causing your Yid to go to Malach on Shabbos, so the life may be Machmer, in case of Chashter Reis over here. So the way how the Nishma Shabbos, he writes specifically over here, do you know for sure, Lamaisa, that there are Yidden working on Shabbos? That means Yidden work the post office as Sherman Torah Mitzvahs, Lamaisa is not there on Shabbos. The ones that Lamaisa are not Sherman Torah Mitzvahs, do you know they're working on Shabbos? Nishma Shabbos says, no, what? Even these posts work on Shabbos. Maybe today cold and sick. You don't know he's there for sure. So the klal kol kavo kemesa mesa is a big tool among the gedolei achronim. What happens? Apicheshin, they should be there, but you don't know for sure they're there. They call Ruby the last to come on. Nishma Shabbos on taino, the kivega that way, the moshe tshuva that way. All this taino, if you do not know for sure that they're there, it's not nichol kol kol kavo. Definitely klal kol achronim. And therefore, technically should be mutter. Though the meister one disagrees, so chotzayv apicheshin, the meister they should be there. I want to ask this question again to Berkowitz. I asked him about this idea. He said, I give you a better question. This should be mutter. Who says they're there? Who's there? You don't know for sure they're there. Rather, you can call America, no problem. I might have the phone. Yet, who says they didn't work in that place? I had 10,000 people. Because who says so? So now, this is even better. Someone works in America on Friday, 9 to 4, let's say in the bank. He stops before Shabbos. He has clients around the world. His clients, the Chilenim, are calling for my soul. Who says he can answer the phone on Friday? Who's the guy working on Friday in New York can answer the phone?
Australia.
Oh, so that's the only question. So I'll tell you what, I'm locking this costing over here. That means he calls, he's talking the phone, he might speak on the phone to Asher Melfo. It's only by the idea of speaking as a call, it's just he's up on there, right? So who says he can answer the phone?
But once he answers, he has to hang up.
If he knows the yes or yeah?
He does.
If he knows, he doesn't even know who he's talking to half the time. He knows this, he's Citibank. He has 10,000 clients around the world. He has no idea who he's talking to. He doesn't know where they're calling from. How can he even work on Friday?
He's looking for
Friday.
Right. He's now, for everything goes through internet, through wires, you have no idea where things are coming from. How do you have to answer the phone? It's this question of this cap. He's like, Taki, I'm not sure what the actual law is. Economic can't work. Said, no, no work. Why? No, how can you, everyone's discussing how can you call? Of course, how can you answer? How can you work on Friday? Don't have to tell you even a better question. Big smile on his face, I'm very quick, very proud of himself. Let's see if we get that one out. But, later, good shadow. I did mention, this said over backwards last week, or 2 weeks ago, about the idea of working in, taking electricity from the Chashmal Eretz Yisrael. What's that to the Chuyah of a Bayah, Maisa Shabbos? So, if you say the other way around, that the Afi Cheshman that are going working there, because there's a million people over here that are Maisa Chiloinim, who are not really Chiloinim, they're really Goyim, Abichetz are working over here in these places that are the Chashmal places. Then you have a klal called Kvuach Mecha Mecha, and then in the Maaseh Shabbos, some Gavon Lekulo. That's a tzad to be makeful over here why you're allowed to use Chashmal and Shabbos. I want to put that in the Maaseh Shabbos. That one of the reasons you can't time to be makeful is what's some Gavon Lekulo on the Tzfaket. The other tzad, they say they'll be that you have a Gedek Kriyas. Again, that means you're taking a cool and a chum of all sides over here. That means a big mavuk among the friend. What do you do when you're not sure someone works there? Abichetz, someone does work there. Someone want to be makhla, someone will be makhul. Or if Shabbos, it means you're down to invite Sarafim. Another case of sending something is what about sending or ordering a daily newspaper? Can you get that? Daily newspaper. So the simple bottom said, is a question of Moshe. He said about it also, because one of the problem is the gate of letters. You cannot help us go do it on Shabbos. In essence, when you get a daily newspaper, whether it's a kosher newspaper, we're discussing here. Not sure there's such a thing out there in the market. On the side, there's such a thing like one say all the news that's not fit to print, you actually leave out. And you only have the Wall Street to the Barons, whatever you want. You want an order that comes daily, I think Barons weekly. But let's say you get something that's daily, you want time to circle, so it's also some will do it for you on Shabbos. The Debatina is an interesting tshuva, the Amoshi Chalibov. He says, Meister, he was, his own eyes, he saw that going, woke up one morning, and he saw the Baal Boss comes out of his house, the sacks bends down, picks up the newspaper. And goes back inside to go read it, and the Imam Shi Shri is Chayim Kaim and the Shiva happens to be this way. The people Machal Shabbos, they get newspapers, and the Ikatan was against the Abbottom, and the Abbottom did not speak against people get daily newspapers. And I know everyone, at least when I grew up, everyone got the daily newspapers arrived during Davening, people discussing things happened last night, so I'm not exactly sure where they got it from. Elamai they got from the daily newspaper. Even things that were kosher to read, what?
You go to the bag, the headlines.
They're discussing things that weren't the headlines. And it's very clear that people were reading it and seeing it, and the shul they're doing it. But Roy Am, and today.
How am I looking at it or getting on the newspaper?
How you ordering it? How can you get it? You're telling me that you're ordering it. You cannot order the newspaper. Now, the about the Shmir Shabbos, Nashu Klein, even on the tzad that's switching the weekend, again, the Debatina starts off, those who order or Shabbos says, those are ordered newspapers that are more quote unquote, then he says, still, my soul is also out the sugya of they're sending it to you now. The Maestro, what is the Eitzah? To say, they discuss, maybe a very simple Eitzah. Tell the guy who, the kid who delivers it, you know what, I don't want that kid Saturday morning, I'll do it Saturday night. Kid at Eitzah Nashi, if you're doing the whole route Saturday morning, he'll give it Saturday morning. Or the contract that you sign on it, the Maestro, it says on it, it's going to be delivered every morning by 9 o'clock. Go over the contract, you cross it out to say 9 on Saturday, close it out, they come and die to Nashi. Is that a good Eitzah or not? So the single bottom said the is. The Bettina of Nashi Klein, all this stuff doesn't work. It's Marisayan. Everyone gets it. Why? Because that's the contract says, deliver it every day, and the kid goes to the house, the Marisayan says, very good, you took your meal and offer. We always know the two sigils over here, it's a meal and offer, the Marisayan of Miracle and offer. What? It's Kotzat, that's true, but he thinks Kotzat is settled on Shabbat. It's a Marisayan. What?
Even the Shabura is something that doesn't make sense. You don't bring your paper back.
No. It's possible. No, you can't.
Or you
can tell me, no, I don't care. I don't care what you do. I don't deliver at all. The guy has extra paper. They want to. He does whatever he wants. No, because there, shack, you don't. Well, you won't be able to shack. Again, we said in a case of which we had nothing man from Boidyoyim. That should be Michael. No, even not, no, in case of Kotzat, no, even not for Indian. Kotzat, even not for Indian, Shemesh, my sister's mother.
You don't
know
exactly why, but somebody
can say that. No, there's a difference over here. There's a sender and there's a receiver, right? The receiver, about it, he's not, we're not worried about him. The problem is the sender, we don't see anything happening. We don't see any association between the sender and the shliach. We see the letters in his hand, right? No, the fact that you show other people, that's a chiddush. Right? There's no marzayim for them. If you don't show nobody, where's the marzayim? The guy knows his kotzat. The guy knows his kotzat. Where's the marzayim? Here, it comes to the guy's house. His house, the envelope over there, the newspaper comes. How did it come to his house? He told the guy, come today. Kotzat the base duty that no. Kotzat the base duty that the way to set up is to be done for that Shabbos. I mean, if you get things that take 10 days, they send UPS. That's not overnight. Again, they want that. Any letter, let's say the company, sends you a letter to UPS, and you open the door, you let them bring inside the body again. Why? No, it's not Shabbos. Who cares? It doesn't look like any Meyer sign over here. I said the 5 days. No, guys, like,
yeah.
Any letter comes out, not a problem. It looks like that. But here, in the newspaper, it looks like you ordered a cup of Shabbos.
Again, Kotzat is Muslim,
no? Not. Okay. This Kotzat is also to tell come do it on Shabbos, right? The four clause we started at the beginning. Number one, Kotzat cannot come do it on Shabbos. This newspaper, you come do it on Shabbos. Except Elamai, you want to make a way around it, make it tonight, make a deal with him. That's Mar Zion. Everyone, no one thinks that way. What? No, so delivery that doesn't have to come out that way. A lot of things that come have to come out that way. Nothing. First of all, it's only the sender, not the receiver. You know who the sender is. Receiver, we don't care about. I did see a stura from the Biskit Chuba somehow say it's mutter if you make this knife with the guy. I still think it's been up to the Sugi of Marisani. We also discussed if you want to advertise in these newspapers. And the newspaper is a daily newspaper, so the Chalkis Yaakov and the Moshe and all this tiny little mice, they print it every day. In essence, what are you doing? It's Kotzat, you tell them to go on Shabbos. Who are these cases also? So Shemir Shabbos also. You can't have a case of Kotzat, they tell them to go do it every day. When you end up the Simmon, you go through different cases, and I look at the face, there's a case where you're, what is the getter of Kotzat? What does that mean? So if a person says, I'm going to give you a Kotzat, Roy Law, come to like me, how much it is, that's not the getter of Kotzat. Not say anything, you can't expect it, I'm definitely getting not caught up.
What does that mean?
We'll maybe explain it later, we get to Rishna base. We'll try to explain that. Mishmov here sends you to be a local Rishna base, so let's leave it with the Alokha sends you to. We'll get to what you mean, I think. The Alokha in Sif Gimel is a case where you assign a person to work for the day, every day of the mice that he works, so you give him more money. The Alokha is also on Erev Shabbos. However, the question is if so, every time that you have any simple bottom explains, that means when he's arguing only by the hours. But let's say you're paying him for the job plus hours, which is called a hybrid, like a mechanic, it's for the job and for the hours. That's not nichol in the schum over here. And that's together of a kablin, not nichol in the schum over here, but schay yoin. The loch at Tevdal, in the case he does it bechinom, the loch at Tevdal, the maitha, is pinek and cousins and his mutter. The maitha is shbuah, and Bishan doesn't want to disagree with him. And the maitha says, it's not going to be machmal, kapon, give him a little bit of nichol together of kotzatz. Sevei is a loch when the maitha goes by himself. The local Maestro Mishmur comes out with three kolam. It goes by himself, it's mutter, but nine number one is not giving to him on Shabbos. But nine number two is not marva v'shvilo, it doesn't have to walk more for you. And number three, he says, and then tonight is able to get him v'oidyoim. One knows about some of this end of the seven. Rishon Beis is the same exact sugyo. It's the same Mishnah, same Gemara, it's the same sugyo. Except it does not have the chumo of Kriya Beidoyar. And therefore the loch is v'etem negate to all kablonis. You want to give your cleaners into, give your suit into the cleaners in our Shabbos. Let us repass like Beis Hillel in my Shemesh Mutter. Again, Mishmur Beis brings down with four kolam. Same four kolam. Number one, the class B, you cannot give it in on Shabbos. Mishmur writes in that in some context. Number two, has to be Betznai, it's not come out of the house of the Yid on Shabbos. That's Mishmur Sukkot to Gimel. Betznai, you cannot tell him to go do it on Shabbos. Again, over here, Shlomo Zalman says, that means even though you give it to him, but now you cannot tell him to do it on Shabbos. Let's say you give it to him on Sunday, and he tells you, I'm going to do it on Shabbos, from the Zalman says, like Reshom Zayin, my says Mutter. But again, if I can certain offering him. But my says, but tonight you're not telling him to go do it on Shabbos. And the fourth night, can you force him to go do it on Shabbos? I mean, you give them a Sunday. But you know the only way to be finished is finishing working on Shabbos. You want to pick up on Mutter Shabbos. But you should go on the Maestro, bring my book among the Chwed Min Simin Shin Zayin. And those Maestro are we Mekel. You have to know what the Chilik is about to get to Simin Shin Zayin. Maestro Mishmur Paskin, the loch is, it's also even on Sunday to give it to him if he is forcing him to work on Shabbos. Those are four klalim. Maestro the Mishmur, fifth klal over here. Really, the Machabes Maestro the fifth klal. We have these four klalim, that's for all kablonis. But over here, not negate the letters, let's see the Bayashal Yisrael. All these four things are, you have to have these four klalim, plus the kablon cannot be working the Bayashal Yisrael. Exactly, cannot be the Bayashal Yisrael. Say about Shumo. Now, what does that mean? That means that's clear that we shouldn't say you cannot be the Bayis Shal Yisrael. But let's say it's always a kablon. It's a derech to be a kablon that way. It's a derech. Not sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. Everyone knows the cleaner is a kablon. Everyone knows the cleaner is a kablon. Will there be a hetzer in Bayis Shal Yisrael? Will there be a hetzer? Speaks on the Mishmur according to Chayodim, the Maitis also. Well, it looks like you're mitzvah right now to go do it. If you look at the boys and Kayan Ladov, the others bring down to the Bayis Shal Yisrael, but kablonis. Is also a gamut derech. Everyone do bekablon. Why? Well, it might have been mitzvah now. At first, those who clearly argue, there's a Maram Shik who disagrees. There's a Marshag who quotes the Chayyadim and says Maram Shik disagrees. It's not even Yehuda that way. That'll quote the same Yehuda we had by the case of Bayis. Others disagree. Maradam. They want to disagree on this side. Well, the Maaseh Mishmur says, I mean, we discussed the idea of Bayis Shal Yisrael. It's also that's a bechaber. That's a rishonim. The Bayis Shal Yisrael is also bekablon. That even the derech be bekablon. That's the chiddush of the chum and the chayodim. We mentioned this in the gay when you have a living maid in your house, and she does blocko for you. She's a kaplan. The first matayna bezmanazet mutter. She's a kaplan 9 to 5. She works 5 hours, 5 days a week. Maisa, why is it mutter? It's Bayis Shal Yisrael. So again, the words that Mishabura says, why? Because the chiddush that you mitzaver to go do it. This is a Moshe. That's the side of the Easter. If the derech is for her to go do it herself, without her being mitzaver to go do it, it's mutter. I mean, washing the floor, washing the dishes, those things are derech for her to go do by herself. That's mutter. To go shopping, go so, that's also why atzus chumro a Bayis Shal Yisrael. Then if you have a fifth cloud to get to kablonis, it cannot be in a Bayis Shal Yisrael if the derech, with the way Moshe explains, it means why? Because the Mishmur's word for etzem, it looks like you're metzaver this person to go do it. If you can take your bowl, it's derech for kablonis, it does not look like you're metzaver the person to go do it. Even the case of Bayis Shal Yisrael, that's the case of a living maid. Now this halacha is by kablonis the case of kotzat. What happens when a halacha is loy kotzat but all kablonis? Which again the same situation with Zion and Rishon Beis by us. So the Mishmur says the maitha is going to be mutter with two tnoyim. Number one has to be something that's shacked and finished before Shabbos. Like I'm going to pick to do whatever you want. That means you give a cleaner a suit. It's not kotzat. We gave him on Thursday, can do it on Friday or Shabbat. It might say it's mutter. Or number two, what? No, we know, it's kotzat. It's not, Metzius is kotzat today, L'chura, we'll get to. Parshas Kotatz. But even not Kotatz, the Maishah is still Motor. But Yehva Oid says the Mishnah Berurah. In this case, we had a Machlokes, the Rishon Mizayin, the Lord Kotatz, what happened on Thursday and Friday, Thursday and Wednesday. Machlokes, the Rambam of the Rif, Machal Wanti Machmur, Mishmur said, we can make him Mokum Atzarek, Ramah. Says the Mishmur over here, everyone agrees Lord Kotatz and make him on Thursday. Says, I know the Rabbah, exactly so. But Vada, everyone agrees Lord Kotatz and Motor on Thursday. That means it comes over. Lord Kotatz, you have two things. Number one, on Friday's Motor, you can finish it before on Friday. And number two, on Thursday, what even if you cannot finish it? Now, what is the case of what? No, that's forcing him to do it on Sunday. No. Even if you can do
if
it.
If you want them on Sunday and it's possible to do it on Friday. If you want
then
on Monday, then
they
don't care if it's possible
to
do it on Friday.
No. Right. No, if you. No. The. See the mission, now this is defined. What again? Cuts over here is no. Again, he's saying either it's Friday has to be finished before Shabbos, or if it's Thursday, no, it cannot be finished before Shabbos.
Now, even on Friday, if I don't want it back on Monday, who cares if you do it before Shabbos? You do it on Sunday.
But look, they meant the Gishul Chay.
Even if I don't want.
Like cuts, they meant the Gishul Chay. Now, what's the idea of cuts over here? Here, the Bialokas Marach. What's the concept of cuts? Which really leads to a question. How long are for Shabbos? One time, when you give a car to a mechanic, is it cuts or low cuts? You told him nothing. You told him no. You expect to be paid what his job is to be paid. You told him I'm giving him, you're going to give him the amount that the sky heroi. You told him nothing. You told him nothing.
He told you the price.
Depends who and what. Depends where.
Depends
on the situation. I mean, if he doesn't get price, he cuts us. He's messed the deal and then he always overcharges you. Hang on with him, fine. But Michael, but the case where you.
He doesn't owe nothing, sir.
No, you that's give it in, and whatever after he tells you certain things.
Stop negotiation when you come.
Oh, so the, if so, then we get a look at that. So you give a car into a mechanic and product. Come over for Shabbos, you want time. If you don't tell him, give him a scar royal, might as well buy a problem. How come along to Shlomo Zalman, and he said, Lechura, you have to understand what it means, look at and Kotat. Really, could be, depends on how it says, be a local by us. Now, but after, when you give him the mechanic, you didn't give him a scar royal, everyone gave him a scar royal. Except, you're going to argue the amount that's high royal, the amount that's fit for him. He's going to say 200, and he'll say 180, fine, I'll argue the price back and forth. If I don't get a high royal, there's no chance of working out the mechanic not giving him a high royal. It's not going to happen that way. I'll smash you. It won't happen. So, is there an umdana that getting a high royal? So, the words of the Mishabul Maestro, he says it over in the Bialokha, he says, a cut is yidua, a set amount of person that knows. It sounds like it might be a problem. So, Mazam says, but no, everyone knows. You say a high royal, the Maestro is more, that's what Mechaba says. So in essence, if that's the situation that's set up over here, that everyone knows that getting Sky Royal is nothing to get a kotatz. There's no one working out paying a meat or come out nothing. No one's paying a mashu, no one's paying 10 shekels. No one's knowing the ink is there. Not going to happen. You know what's good for you. So if that's the way the situation is set up over here, the Hashem said, no, you have to follow what it says in Allah, the Shulchan Aruch, you have to tell him, I'm giving you Sky Royal. He's sorry, here's Shakur Shalom and Zaman, Matthias wise. That's not so. It is, but Matthias, when he gave it in, that's an assumption of Sky Royal. And we'll now have a by other case of Kotsis over here. Another case of Calvin they discuss, come on the case of Abel and Rapadway, one time, how can you do a rat kever? So the mice of the rat kever sometimes every month comes out, let's say the 20th of the month. A rat kever in English is a standing order that every 20th of the month they take out from your account to give it stock, to the yeshivas, to give everything. It comes out once every 7 months on Shabbos. So in essence, you're telling them to go do it on Shabbos. Sacking on doors. Most of this country usually is not that way. Most of them, they end up, can come Shabbos, they'll push it up to, it's always 20, 21, 22, it switches back and forth. But let's say in the case of Kutzlar, they'll take it out on Shabbos. Can you go do that? It's Kutzlar, but you tell them to go do it on Shabbos. So part of what might say, once they include the Biyah Bayah, they point out the fact that it's Manazeh, it's just not so. It's all done by computers, and no one's doing anything for us. And Pado was writing it, I'm not exactly sure what's happening in England over there. I think maybe done by hand. But tell you, Meister, everything is standing order that's being done on Erev Shabbos, computers, no issues, Jesus, Caleb. Of course, not be a problem. Right? That's right. Everything's done by computers. And therefore, Yam, he has a problem. Today, it should not be the core of a problem over here. So, if Gimel was thinking of Hablonis with Mephorsim, they're doing a melacha to a kli that's a yid. For example, let's say you give a kapotter to the cleaners, give them the back shift, the cleaners. You're giving a car to the mechanic who says we want Mashiach now in the back, or you have a safety dashboard. Actually, it's very clear the car is owned by a yid. So, is there a problem with being done with Forsen? So, first, you get to be with Forsen. Mechaber says it's about Tobla Hakim Lasser. Sorry, yeah. And the get to be with Pearson says the Chayob is three people. Three people in the get to be with Pearson over here. comes to Mishbu and says there are two Sfaras you make of. I mean, comes to those one Mishbu says, number one, when there's a case over here when the person doesn't know which Yid it is, we know it's owned by a Jew. You know who? No name to it, no name tag, no one sees exactly whose it is. Then we bring down the place of Shabbos who wants to argue the Elu Abbas, it's not Nikur, which Yid, so no Maris Ayin to he's doing something. It's someone Makhlalius. Yishlod in the case of Maris Ayin Aleph. Basically, you bring down the Chayodom, the case is when anyone does the Kaplonis, also he wants a title, even though it's a forcer, maybe knows a car mechanic or cleaners, it's a Kaplonis. And they will nicely want time to look over these two stories of Peter Chajd and Rishkor, wants to be making them command all our cases of Kotzat, is that Messias? However, there's a cash of the Isk over here. When you look at the Sigil of Kablonis, we said a Kablon works once when by a Merchat, if the Derech, or the case of a Tanu, why can you get a percentage of it? So Ritzos, Mashenkin is doing a case of a Kablon, is not trying to get a percentage, I mean a Kablon by a bias. The Machlokes Mishmur want to argue with the Yehuda, the Chajmer, the Moshe want to argue back. One time, what's the law of a Kabbalah by bias? Mishmur said, Tzorachin, if a person can make a Machmur essay, maybe he'll speak Machmur in general. Why? He comes from Mansfara, the person not know the Chilk in the case of a Kabbalah, but the case of a Schir Yoy, no one knows the difference. If so, why is Mishmur over here being down the Chayodom and says, in the case with Dek, the Duba Kabbalah, the Gamma Force, and Mindset's Motor? People do not know the difference in the case of a Kabbalah and the case of a Schir Yoy. What's the kash of the cheshbon in the Mishnah Berurah that once by a bais he says I don't know the difference between machmer and kabbalah. Everyone knows how to tell you the kabbalahs. Everyone knows. The whole entire world knows. Machmer, why? We don't know the chelik the kabbalah is kiyoyim the ram shito. Come over here by case of a kabbalah. He said the mice is back to our Shabbos. Come the mice be meikol because everyone knows the kabbalahs. But no one knows the difference between kabbalah is kiyoyim. It's going to be the same problem over. Mice tzorachin says our Shabbos. If she and Mishnah Berurah went to the chayodom, the same chayodom wants to be machmer over there, mice be meikol over here. And Maisi went over here to be Mekel and say, the Derek Kaplonis, also, and also the case over here, is that we don't know which year the Maisi owns it over here. There's no problem over here with the signal of a Kaplan, that even though it's a case of being forced over here. Sift Al, the signal of having a no, Maisi Shabbat is the case of a Kaplan. That really leads to Simon Shin Chofei. That means the next week and a half, we'll learn Simon Shin Chofei having a no for Maisi Shabbat. That means there are two in Yom Negate Amil Nochri, the Mir Shaboy and the Knas having Isav having a no from it. Two separate chalokim. Sift Dal will lead to, we'll start now, Simon Shin Chofei, next week we can have one in the Sugya, Negei Tano. Beshem, tonight we're having a Masiba, what time? And we're having Marib where? Wherever we want.
No, there.
There, 7 o'clock is Marib? Exactly, I mean, everyone please come down Marib.
Where?
In where also? 126 Mile Daphnis on the other side where the bridges where the old shoe live.
Right down
126 Kings of Bay, apartment 11, 1 floor upstairs. At 7 o'clock. Maisa tomorrow will be Simon Rishon Mechesh, Bafligi Mesfino. On Wednesday, Bezer Shem is with Sada Sugil of Simon Shin Chopay. That's local.
Rishon Mechesh, yeah. Maisa is going to start when the first 10 people show up.
126.